A lot of people started messaging in. You know, a lot of people started messaging in. A sister messaged in today saying that, you know, she feels like dying. She ended up committing that major sin in the month of Ramadan and she hasn't even prayed Fajr, and she has also left of her other salawat because she feels like, you know, the whole world is coming down onto her. She ended up falling into this grave, serious sin. And what do I advise? And I thought this is very, very important that we discuss and also mention, because also a very common issue that brothers keep asking and also sisters keep asking about, is my fasting going to be valid if I don't pray? I've had so many youngsters come up to me, and a lot of people might not pray outside the month of Ramadan. And even in the month of Ramadan, all they are doing is what? They're fasting, because the month of Ramadan has kicked in. So inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to elaborate on this issue. We have to understand, as I mentioned earlier as well, the salah, it removes the filth and the evil of your life. We pray because that is also going to help us what? Remove some of these evil, filthy acts that we're doing. Inna salat tana anil fahshai wal munkar. The salah removes the filth and the evil from your life. Wadih. Forget about your fast being invalid. We're talking about your religion being on the line. Because there's a lot of scholars, and Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he held that view, that if one does not pray, then his Islam has gone down the drain as well. This person is no longer a Muslim. There is no difference between what? Bob and Muhammad if he's not praying. Where did he get this from? Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ بَيْنَ الرَّجُلِ وَالشِّرْكِ وَالْكُفْرِ تَرْكَ الصَّلَاةِ. Between a man and also kufr and shirk is leaving of the salah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also mentioned another hadith, الْعَهْدُ الَّذِي بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنُمُ الصَّلَاةِ مَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرْ. The difference between us and them, the Christian, the Jew, the agnostic, and the rest of the non-Muslims is a salah. Whoever leaves the off, this person has disbelieved. Also, Abdullah ibn Shaqiq al-Uqayli, who many of the companions, he said, كَانُوا لَا يَرُونَ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ تَرْكُهُ كُفْرٌ غَيْرَ الصَّلَاةِ. The companions, they never used to see an act that was abandoned to be an act of kufr other than salah. If somebody didn't fast, maybe they had excuses for them. The companions I'm talking about. If she never wore hijab, maybe she's new to Islam. Maybe her iman's gone down. She's still a Muslim. If he wasn't going out for hajj, maybe they said the guy's poor. Are you with me, my brothers and my sisters? But the issue of the salah, they never gave somebody an excuse. There was no good thought, the companions. Some scholars even go as far as saying, the one who does not pray, he's left by ijma'. Something that has been unanimously agreed. Like Abu Dawood al-Sakhtiyani. And other than him. But anyways, you find that it's khilaf on the ijma'. The point of the matter is, somebody's Islam can go down the drain by not praying. Sometimes they ask, is my fast being accepted? Is your Islam even being accepted? Can you see, my brothers and my sisters, how serious this issue is? The least one needs to have, okay, is he needs to be praying. 5 daily prayers. Leaving of zakah, siyam, hajj, sawm, it's not like leaving of the salah. The sahaba, they saw it completely differently. This is why one, my brothers and my sisters, he needs to continue this no matter what he does. No matter what he falls into. It could be that the salah is pushing whatever else you're doing all the way back. All the way back. Until inshallah ta'ala the salah, it overwhelms every other bad act that you're doing. So one needs to carry on no matter what he falls into.